The Lake George Music Festival returns to the historic Fort William Henry Carriage House Theater and features a diverse musical lineup showcasing the versatility of more than 30 world-class symphony musicians as they perform music ranging from cherished legendary masterworks to new works as well. They are celebrating their 11th season, running from August 10th through the 18th. The season opener is the Emmy award-winning group Time for Three. To tell us more about all of the activities for this year's 11th season, we welcome CEO Alex Lombard. Hello, Alex.
Good morning.
Good to see you again. Artistic director and conductor Roger, is it I didn't ask. Kalia.
Yes.
Roger Kalia. I asked Barbara on pronunciation. I did not ask you.
I was going to chime in, but I felt uneasy doing it.
He must knew what he's doing. He's done this, sir. Roger Kalia, welcome to the program. Nice to have you here. And artistic director Barbara Kolarova.
Yes. Perfect. Good morning.
All right. See, I got one, two out of three. All right. Welcome to you all. Thank you very much. You walked in here and you said, Alex was with us in December talking about the 11th season. That was exciting. But then you, Roger, mentioned that you and Barbara have not been here for 9 years.
That's right. That's hard to believe. Time flies.
Yeah. I feel bad we haven't invited you back in 9 years. It was nothing that you said that I remember. Just some sort of, we overlooked something. I don't know what happened, but it's a delight to have you here now.
Thank you.
I know that much. Alex, let's begin with you. We touched on this when you were here in December, but the 11th season, some things have changed since COVID and all of that. Tell us what good things people can expect as the music festival takes hold on the 10th of August.
Absolutely. We are thrilled about our new venue, the Carriage House at Fort William Henry. So I just want to give a little background on this venue. If you rewind back to the late 19th century, before there was the highway, before you could get to Lake George by train, you could only get up there by horse and buggy. So this venue, our carriage house, used to be an old horse barn back in the day, and we're slowly transforming it into a performing arts center in Lake George. Sounds great. It looks great. It's super convenient parking and air conditioned. It's an absolutely gorgeous venue.
Good acoustics in the horse barn?
It sounds so great, you'd be surprised. It's so exciting. You can hear an occasional boat horn from the lake, but otherwise, perfect.
That's not too bad. No. Now, for reasons I won't get into here, I have had the great fortune of performing and doing gigs in horse barns, and they often smell like horses. But this is not the case, I don't believe, right?
Maybe 100 years ago, not anymore.
Yeah, okay, good. That's excellent. Good for you. So musically, what can we expect from this, Roger?
Well, I'm excited to be conducting the opening night concert with Time for Three, which is this sort of genre-bending group. They perform pop music, Americana, mixed in with Western classical music. And this is the first time, actually, that we're opening the season with an orchestral concert. And we're going to, like I said, do a full orchestra collaboration with Time for Three. It's going to be an eclectic mix of music, as I just mentioned. This is going to take place at the Shepherd Park Amphitheater right on the lake. So it's a beautiful, serene venue. Really gorgeous. And then I'm also conducting the finale concert August 18th with the full symphony orchestra. We're going to perform a world premiere by a composer, Pascal Lebouf, called the Triple Concerto, which will feature Barbara Kolarova on violin and a percussion duo, which is somewhat odd. You don't see too many percussion duos, called Arcs Duo. So it's really unique concerto. And we close that concert with a piece by Rachmaninoff, the Symphonic Dances, probably one of his most famous works. He actually composed it on Long Island, so not too far from here. And we open the concert with Bartok's Romanian Folk Dances, a very lively, energetic piece of music. So it should be a really great season of orchestral music and chamber music, which Barbara can talk about, of course.
Yes, talk about the chamber music.
Well, the chamber music is it's going to start on August 11th. So after our first opening concert, the orchestra concert, we have chamber music concert every night throughout the festival. And we have music for everybody. You know, there's always something old and something new, and we have very famous composers, and we have young upcoming composers. So we'll have some Brahms piano quintet, Schumann piano quintet. We'll have the Schubert Octet, which is a great piece, which is 1 hour long. So really excited for that. And we have some young upcoming composers like Alyssa Weinberg, who's actually a director of our Composers Institute we have in the Lake George Music Festival as well. So there'll be something for everybody, and it's going to be great. We have about 30 musicians from all over the world traveling to Lake George to play music with each other and for our audience.
Alex, how do you choose those 30 musicians? Tell us about that process.
We have a lot of musicians who apply every year. But between the composers and the musicians, probably 300 to 400 applicants. We take just a handful of them. It's quite competitive. So live audition process, and Barbora and Roger here seek out musicians to invite.
Do you get return attendees of people that come back and say, oh, you were great, you come back again?
That's a great question. About half, I'd say, repeat every year. We've had some players that have been here for 6-7 years now.
Now, did they skew? I don't know. Am I allowed to ask this question?
Please do.
Sanctioned job interview, but do they skew younger?
It's a very interesting question. When we started the festival, we were fresh out of college. I mean, I was 21, and I think that when we first started, that was mostly our age, you know, undergraduate students. And now, fast forward to today, it's really both undergraduates all the way to professionals that you'd see in major concert stages, like in major orchestras.
And what is it like to, and this is for all three of you, but begin with you, Roger, of when you create this orchestra, of the sound that you're looking for, and how each person comes in and brings their part to it, and ultimately trying to figure out what you are going to be working with.
Right. Well, I've always enjoyed this because as a conductor, that's what we do. We try to make everything come together. We have extremely talented musicians, so they're already prepared. They know their music coming into it, but they've never performed together. So what I'm excited about this season is the fact that we start the festival with the full orchestra so they can get used to one another right from the start, playing together as a unit. And it also works the other way, where they play chamber music beforehand. And that way, it's a smaller group, so they perform maybe with 3 or 4 people. But now, by starting with the full orchestra, you have 30 musicians playing together, and this will work well because it's not only musically, but they get to know each other personally and socially, which is so important.
So you see a transformation over the time of the festival.
Definitely, because you go from playing that first rehearsal, and then you're playing every night, every day. You're playing together, essentially. So it gets easier, but I always call this, it's kind of an all-star orchestra. These are all amazing musicians from all over the country, and then it's my job as an orchestral conductor to put it all together. It's like being a coach, you know, you're dealing with athletes in a way. But these are
all-stars. Without their parents, right? You don't have to deal with the parents.
True. That would be...
Then that's a great job.
That'd be tricky.
Yeah. And you do basically the same thing with the chamber music.
It's basically the same. And it's a little more intimate. So in order to put them in chamber music group, I have to kind of get to know them as people as well, I think.
Yeah.
So we have a little interview process before we actually accept the musicians as well, just so I can talk to them.
Oh, what is that like? What kind of questions do you ask?
I ask them, you know, what they do, where they're from, and I mostly ask them what they expect to get from the festival and why they want to be part of it.
What do you want to hear in their answers?
I want to hear that they want to be part of the community, and they want to play great music, and they want to meet new musicians and just expand their connections and musical knowledge.
All three of you, having done this professionally, I assume have been in this position of going and working with new people and meeting new people and putting that together, which has to be very exciting, I would think, Roger.
Absolutely. It's fun because, like Alex said, these are people who many of them have been coming back year after year. So we've created relationships with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a reunion. Every summer we get to see friends. And it's not like work, even though it is work. We're making music with friends here. Listen, I conduct 3 other orchestras, and it's that's a different type of feeling because it's not a summer festival. That's an all-year orchestra, full-time orchestra, essentially. So this is a little bit different in the sense that you get to make music with your friends in a beautiful place, one of the most beautiful places in the country.
So is there a Roger Orchestra sound, or is there just a similar orchestra sound? How does that work?
I wouldn't say it's an identifiable sound based on the conductor. I would say it's basically you're trying to do what the composer wants, and it's all in the score, really working on the in the rehearsal, trying to convey the type of sound you want. And the musicians are so talented that they bring their own voice to the work, too. So a lot of times I trust the musicians to really take over, and then I'm guiding them in a way that is very collaborative. It's all a collaboration. I mean, that's really what it is.
And with your music background, Alex, you're sitting there spinning the plates, right?
Yes, I do. And I'm very excited about one thing, too, this year is Pianomania.
Okay.
I'm a pianist myself. That's why I'm studying in cool.
So
I have a question for you, actually.
Where does the mania come in?
Yeah. Well, here's the mania part. Have you ever seen a piece for piano for eight hands?
No.
So we're talking one piano.
One piano, eight hands.
Correct. Four players.
Okay, four players. Yeah. Oh, that is comforting. Yeah. Okay, good. And how do they all fit on the bench?
It's a long, extended bench. It's
okay.
A duo bench. But they all cram in there, and that's what we'll see at the Pianomania concert.
Now, is there crossed hand action, or for the most part, do they stay at to their quadrant?
We'll do all kinds of things. It's pretty acrobatic. We'll be crossing hands. We'll maybe even take a selfie during the performance, too. So.
And you're one of the people? You're one of the pair of hands?
I am going to play this year, yes.
Yeah. Now, how did this come about? Is this the first year you're doing this, or you've done this years in the past?
Yeah, Pianomania has been a festival favorite for years. People love it. It's hard, not easy
now,
to
I'm
see.
I'm sorry. What night is Pianomania?
It's a matinee, Sunday, August 14th.
Okay, Sunday.
1 o'clock.
And it's just that.
It's all piano.
All piano.
All the time.
So all four of you won't be performing at the all performance. That'll be one part of Pianomania.
You got it.
Yeah. That's, I would think people would love that.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really exciting.
It's everything from solo piano to, like I said, eight hands. It's really exciting.
Is there a lot of repertoire for eight-handed piano?
No,
it's hard to find.
Yeah, it's hard
you
to
make,
find.
You make, you play the violin.
I play the violin, yes.
Yeah, any eight-handed
work for the violin? No, but now that I think about it, it could be fun, you know, it could be something
right.
new.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like the future of music, doesn't
right?
it?
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. How did the three of you meet? Or did you all meet in school?
Roger and I did, yeah.
Yeah, the two of us met at the Crane School of Music, SUNY Potsdam, so
yep.
Right up north.
Okay. And then when did you enter the group?
Well, I met Alex at a summer festival, actually. Mm-hmm. We met at
okay.
the Bowdoin Summer Festival, and mm-hmm. then I met Roger through
yep.
Alex.
That's
and
right.
we just...
And now the three of you do this.
Yeah. This is why summer festivals are so important for musicians, especially college-age musicians. This is what you do in the summertime. You go there to collaborate with like-minded peers and mm-hmm. experience new things and be in new environments. And yeah, if it wasn't for me going to Bowdoin and meeting Barbara, this would be totally different now.
Yeah. Yeah, there wouldn't be as many hands on the piano. when you look at where you see the music festival growing and what you would like, I mean, obviously it's wonderful, but how you see it growing and maturing over the years.
Yes, yeah, so a lot has to do with expanding this venue, the Carriage House, and inviting more students to apply. And having some sort of educational component moving forward. I think having some faculty, having some students in a more like institute base is imperative to our growth and maybe expanding the dates and as long as we can house everybody. That's the problem.
Oh, housing people in Lake George.
In the summer? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but what a beautiful, you're in a beautiful spot.
Oh, yeah.
It
can't be beat, yeah. That's really beautiful.
And do you notice it as you're playing? I mean, do you allow yourself that moment to?
Yeah, I'd say especially for the Shepherd Park Amphitheater concert.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right on the lake, and you have thousands of people who walk towards the stage, they hear something. They hear the music on the boardwalk. Then they'll walk over. And before you know it, started with maybe 30 people, it expands to 500, then 1,000.
You draw them in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they think they're going to get something free or something.
Yeah. It is a free concert.
A free concert.
Yes.
Oh, look,
people love their free concerts.
Did you get, tell me about Time for Three real quick. You mentioned them, but they're very popular.
They are. They played with all the major orchestras, the Philadelphia Orchestra, the San Francisco Symphony, the LA Phil. Three musicians, two violinists, one bassist. They studied at the Curtis Institute of Music, one of the great conservatories of music in this country, but they're not serious classical musicians. Yes, they're amazing at what they do, but they make the environment or the concert experience fun and engaging. They play bluegrass. They play Americana music. They play pop tunes. So think, you know, Bittersweet Symphony meets Brahms or something like this.
Oh.
Or what else are we doing?
Cruel Sweet Intentions.
Right. But, you know, it's a mishmash or a mix of music that they play with the orchestra. And it's really, they're so talented. And they speak from the stage, too. There's engagement with the audience.
Is that a challenge for you then to conduct that when they're sort of off doing their music mayhem and you're there going, come on now?
Oh, it's fun. It's so much fun for me. It's so much fun because we're all, you know, we meet beforehand, we talk about the pieces, and then before you know it, we're just having a great time up there. It's a real collaboration.
Well, that is all terrific. That particular performance is kicking off the beautiful season that is being presented by the Lake George Music Festival. You can find out more. It runs from August 10th through the 18th, right in the village of Lake George. You can go to their website. It's lakegeorgemusicfestival.com, lakegeorgemusicfestival.com, and you can see the entire list of all the events, how you can take part and make your plans, which is what we all want you to do. Alex and Roger and Barbora, I thank you all very much for being with us. I wish you all the luck in the world and have a beautiful, beautiful week and a day at Lake George. It'll be lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. A great pleasure to have you all here. LakeGeorgeMusicFestival.com to find out more information. LakeGeorgeMusicFestival.com, running August 10th through the 18th in downtown Lake George, New York. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.